Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. And today, I'm going to offer you a free full version of an actual hypnosis session for general healing of health problems with hypnosis. Hi, this is CJ Savage. I'm also known as the Hypnosis Queen, a certified hypnotherapist since 1991. You can find more information on myself and or my hypnosis on my blogger site, which is at www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com, and that is www.thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. The show today will be a live hypnosis session, so do not listen to this in a moving vehicle. And this is only for those who can sit back and relax, close your eyes, and listen to my voice. It is recorded and it can be played again at your convenience. And I believe it might be downloadable, but this is only going to be available for a limited time. So if you have not done so, I strongly recommend that you go back and listen to the past two shows that I've done, which was actually to prepare you for this session here so that you would be the best subject that you can be, get control of your mind, mastering your mind, to capture the power within you to heal anything in your body that you need to heal. Does it work? Absolutely. You can do this if you simply try, and it is your God-given right to do so, and so you should do it. The last two shows prior to this one is actually to help you to master your mind. It's actually explaining what the superconscious mind is, how it works, how to use it, and be a great subject so that you can actually heal yourself. The only thing that can keep you from being hypnotized or doing this is you yourself. So, again, I'm going to remind you that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And this is not for those who are senile, feeble-minded, the insane, mentally challenged, or children that is so young that they cannot follow a long conversation. I have hypnotized children as young as 4 years old, and they were excellent subjects. Actually, they were children that were sick, and they healed themselves miraculously. So even small children, yes, it can work. There isn't any age limit, really, as long as the child wants to participate and listen and think about what I'm saying, then it will work. Now, I will remind you that this is copyrighted, and any unauthorized use of this audio that's going to be available to you today, after today, any unauthorized use will be subject to civil and criminal charges. And let me get this disclaimer out of the way, too. The information, the concepts, and the tools that shared here are not intended to diagnose or treat illnesses, diseases, or conditions. It is not intended to substitute for the advice, treatment, or diagnosis of a qualified licensed professional or physician. I do not make any medical diagnosis or claims, and this is not a substitute for a doctor's care. As a hypnotherapist and an ordained minister, I feel it is my responsibility to provide you with information, tools, and skills that you can use in your life so you can live according to your destiny, living life more abundantly, as you embark on your spiritual journey within to master your mind, creating the life that you want and healing yourself with the power of your own mind. Before we start, listen very carefully as I'm going to give you some really basic facts that you need to know to be a good subject and have the success with this hypnosis session. I would assume that the reason that you want to listen, because this session today is for, it's a general healing of health problems. It really doesn't make any difference what it is that you have. I've had my own clients use it for cancer. They've used it for to replace bone cartilage in their knees. They've used it for lung problems. I could name you a whole lot of different, really a wide variety of health problems, but it still works. And the reason, if you understand the concept that I actually use, go back and listen to the two previous sessions that I had on here, and then you will do it with success. This is for healing health problems. It's a generalized session for you to use basically, and if you've listened to the two previous sessions, you would understand what I'm saying. It is for you to use source energy, or I call it God's energy. I refer to it in my hypnosis as the universal light of life's energy. So you're actually learning to utilize source power, source energy, as scientists call it. Scientists call it source energy. I simply call it God, God's energy. In the hypnosis, to keep everything on more of a generalized, just to keep it neutral with my clients and the world, because everybody from, I work with people from all walks of life, I just simply refer to it as the universal light of life's energy. So if you've listened to the two previous shows that I've given, you will understand this. I will direct and guide your mind in bringing in this energy, which will be, we're talking about the white light here. So now you can actually use this also as just a preventative measure to keep you from being sick if you just follow my directions exactly. But if you have, let's say, for example, breast cancer, then I would suggest that you concentrate on directing that white light that you're bringing into the top of your head here, bring it in and just bring it into, say, the breast where there's a problem, breast, wherever you have a problem in the body, that's what you will basically focus on and concentrate that white light there, the source energy or the universal light of life energy there. You can listen to this hypnosis audio here on Blog Talk Radio anytime you like because it is recorded. Now, if you like it and you want to download it, then you need to go to, and you can have your own CD, you can download to your computer at cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. That is CDBABY, cdbaby.com/artist, that's artist, CherylJSavage. Cheryl J. Savage. CherylJSavage. So you go there, and you can also search for it at Amazon just by putting in Cheryl Savage Hypnosis, and you'll find all my CDs and all my hypnosis audios there. Or you can just simply go to, if it's simpler, just go to my blog, which I've talked many times about that, thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com, and you will direct you right there. Before we get started here, I told you to send me over messages, emails, call me, whatever you want to do. If you had any questions, comments or whatever, and I did get one that I think is probably a very common issue with many people, and it was interesting, so I thought I would bring it up. She says, well, let me tell you, we did talk about in the past and in these last few sessions, we talked about the negative thinking. Remember, very strong negative thoughts and feelings over something, anything. It doesn't matter, really. Negative thoughts with emotions are like, as I reminded you, it's like drinking poison, leading to health problems, illnesses, diseases, even death. Someone sent me a message, and she said that they worry a lot. She worries a lot. She worries a lot about a lot of things. She worries over things that has happened, worries about what may happen, etc. She's asking, is this bad as hating someone? Is this as bad as hating someone and other negative thinking? And so I'm going to tell you, yes. And while the thoughts and the feelings may not be as strong as hate, it's still negative. It's still negative thinking. It's still negative thoughts. Negative leads to negative feelings, which leads to negative emotions. And basically, as I told you, that constant or strong negative thoughts and feelings over a period of time is going to eventually manifest into the physical body. And so you're creating negative energy there. So let me just say one quick thing here. I want to address this because I know a lot of people worry about a lot of things. The next time you worry about something, I want you to ask yourself this. Did you pray about it? And I don't care what religion you are, but most everyone has resources, a higher power, when they have a need or worry or concern. But I ask you, did you pray about it? And if you did, do you have just the mustard, as they say, the faith of a mustard seed? Because really worrying is like praying backwards. And isn't it really the same thing as arguing with God? So if you pray about it, what I'm basically telling you is, you pray about it, then put it in the hands of a higher power, like, and I would say like God would be my choice, but pray about it and then let it go, let God, you know, you ever heard let go, let God? Let it go and let God take care of it. Because worrying is like arguing with God. You pray about it and it's okay, take care of this. Then it's like, oh gosh, is this going to work out and what's going to happen? It's like arguing with God. Do you really think you know better, know more than God does? Well, forget the worrying. Just let it go. And the thing is this, if you're worrying, worrying is actually just a total waste of time, but worrying is something that starts feeding your mind again with this negative energy. And if you get master your mind and get control of your mind, you would not allow worrying to come in. So I've just really come to this new awakening here just recently. But if you have something worrying you on your mind, something on your mind that's actually bothering you, I suggest that you get so busy that there is no room or time for those bothersome or worried thoughts to even annoy you. Does that make sense? Get busy and don't let them get too busy for them to even come in. Okay, we're getting ready for this hypnosis session. I have actually allowed for 90 minutes today just in case we go over slightly so we don't get cut off in the very end. We're not going to need that 90 minutes, but I did get a little bit extra time in there for this show today. Before we start, just in case you did not listen to the last two sessions and you're really not familiar with hypnosis that much or think you are, let me go over you just a few basic household rules before we start. First of all, before you start, you need to be in a place where you can close your eyes and sit back and relax, and that does not make for good driving skills. So if you're on a smartphone, iPhone, an iPad, or even a laptop in a moving vehicle, you cannot do this. You'll have to do it when this cannot be done in a moving vehicle, period. We'll just cut that to the short. We do have a few household rules here. Basically, all shut off all your cell phones and your pagers. They need to be turned off. Spit out any gum or candy before we start the actual hypnosis. Anything in your mouth, get rid of. Unless you have someone standing by ready to do CPR. I do not want you to get so relaxed that you might choke on something that is in your mouth. And when we start, I want you to forget about everything outside of where you are, outside of your room, for like the next hour. All the work is in your mind. I want you to think of this as like something like a mind exercise or a mind game. You do all the work, and I am simply going to guide you. You are in complete control at all times. You will always hear me, even if you don't think you do or you don't think so, you will always hear me. Your physical mind may drift, and that's your physical conscious may drift, but your superconscious mind, which does not shut down any more than the heart does, will always hear me. Now, there isn't any feeling of being hypnotized. The only feeling that you will have will be you will not feel anything except the feeling of being maybe kind of relaxed to feeling very, very relaxed. Some people relax more or easier than other people. And some people relax easier and quicker. Depends on probably how much caffeine or coffee or tea you've had today already. But basically, if you do what I tell you to do, you will relax even if you've had 3 pots of coffee. You are always in control. You can open your eyes if you wanted to, but don't. Because if you opened your eyes, then you are not participating. If you want to be hypnotized, you will be simply when I tell you to close your eyes, then keep them closed. And you will access a part of the brain that you don't normally access. And after you start to relax within a few seconds to just a few minutes, your superconscious mind will take over, which is what I'm working with, which is where all your power is at. and you are in complete control all the time. So if you want to participate, then you will. And if you participate, then you will be hypnotized. The only thing that can keep you from being hypnotized is you yourself. Can you move? Yes. You can move if you need to, if you want to, but if you get into a very comfortable position where you're not going to have to move, then you'll become even more relaxed and you will enjoy it even more. Also, the other thing is, this is just a little tidbit for you, but the tongue is the one thing, thrusting the tongue up against the roof of the mouth is the one muscle that will keep tension in all the muscles throughout the body. It'll also keep that physical mind just keeps wanting to run, run, run. Allow a little space between your teeth. Simply just let your jaw drop. And if you allow a little space between your lips or between your teeth, then the tongue cannot thrust against the roof of the mouth, and you will relax even more. The other thing is when you close your eyes, pretend that your eyelids are transparent. So when you close your eyes, I don't want you to take your physical eyes and look down at your chest. I want you to look up and out into the universe and just kind of watch the light shadows out there, pretending that your eyelids are transparent. Try to look through your eyelids, and what that will do, what that will do is will open your spiritual eyes, your third eye. So basically, I guess it sounds like I'm telling you just sit back and let your mouth hang open, drool all over yourself, and if you get so relaxed, you might even snore, which is very common. You don't need to say anything, and you don't need to talk at all. You don't have to do anything. Nothing can go wrong. You cannot do anything wrong. But if you want to participate, you do have to participate in order to be hypnotized. Just listen to my voice. Think about what I'm saying. This is not like a bedtime story that you're going to try to memorize and just listen to my words. You will think about what I'm saying. It sounds actually easy, doesn't it? Well, it is. And if your mind wanders, and it probably will, just bring it back to my attention and try to stay focused on my voice. Really concentrate on my voice, on the sounds that I'm making. Okay, I'm going to give you time now. I want you to get comfortable, get into a nice, comfortable position, and I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to do that while you're getting in a comfortable position. And when you do find yourself in a comfortable position, do not cross your arms, do not cross your legs if there's any way you can help it, so that if you get so comfortable, you will not get that needle and pin sensation. Because that's very uncomfortable. Get into a nice, comfortable position. If you're sitting up in a chair, which is just fine, and you can do that, if you're sitting up in a chair, then just sit straight up in. It can be a hard chair. It doesn't have to. You don't have to be laying down or anything like that. Just sit up and place your hands on your thighs, feet on the floor. Okay. Okay, are you ready now? Sit back and relax. Close your eyes. And take a deep breath, a very deep but comfortable breath, and let it out. Relaxing your thoughts, relaxing your body. Good. Now I'm going to count to three, and with each number that I count, I'd like for you to take a deep breath. And each time I say the word, relax, simply relax and allow your breath to rush from your body through your lips. All right, now, one, take a deep breath and relax. Two, take a deep breath and relax. Three, deep breath. And relax. Good. You have just completed your deep breathing. And you're just letting go and unwinding and relaxing completely now, allowing the quietness of spirit to begin to come in. And it feels good to unwind and let go. So relaxed and so at ease. You're letting go and unwinding. And you're at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. And I want you to imagine a bright, white, shimmering, iridescent light coming down from above, from the infinite sky above. Imagine or sense or feel this white light coming down from above. With your eyes closed, look up and out into the universe and imagine or see this bright, white, iridescent beam of light coming down from above, coming towards you through the universe, through the sky, through the clouds, through the roof above you, and entering your head now, this bright, white, iridescent light enters the top of your head, and now make this real with the unlimited power of your mind. This is a universal light of life's energy, and it now enters your head and fills your body until it is overflowing, filling you up, flowing into and through every cell of your being, until it is overflowing, surrounding your body with this white light now. This white light is surrounding your entire body. And the light is now concentrating around your heart area, surrounding your heart. Concentrating around your heart area, and it emerges from your heart area to to totally surround your body with a bright light aura of protection and balance and harmony. And you're relaxed and at ease. And if any outside thoughts should come into your mind, simply brush them aside and return your concentration to the sound of my voice. And now, as you continue to relax more and more, I want you to feel each part of your body totally relaxed as I ask you to mentally send relaxing sensations into that portion of your body. So we'll begin now with your feet, and I want you to feel the relaxing power coming into both of your feet at the same time, and it's moving right on down into your arches, into your heels, and right on up into your ankles, completely relaxed. And the relaxing power is now moving on up your legs to your knees, relaxing all the muscles as it goes, and going up your legs now to your thighs and to your hips, and you're just completely relaxing, and your full attention is on relaxing your body and on the sound of my voice. There's a relaxing power that moves into both of your hands, relaxing your hands, and it's now moving on up your forearms and on up into your upper arms, just completely relaxing. And I want you to feel the relaxing power coming into the base of your spine, and it's beginning to move slowly up your spine and into the back of your neck and shoulder muscles, and the back of your neck and shoulder muscles are now loose and limp, loose and limp, and your body is just completely letting go, unwinding, letting go. And now feel the relaxing power moving up the back of your neck and into your scalp. And your scalp is completely relaxing. And the relaxing power is now draining down into your facial muscles, relaxing all the muscles in your face and the muscles around your eyes are relaxed, and your jaws are relaxed. Allow a little space between your teeth. Separate your teeth. Allow a little space between your teeth. And your tongue is relaxed. Your tongue is relaxed. Your tongue is now relaxed. And your entire body is now relaxed all over in every way. All tension is gone from your body and mind. Good. Now I'd like for you to imagine a well-lit flight of stairs, 10 steps in all, leading up to a large double door. Imagine a well-lit flight of stairs, 10 steps in all, leading up to a big double door. I'm going to count to 10, and with every number that I count, I would like for you to mentally take one step, and by the time I reach the number 10, the doors will open and you will cross over the threshold and enter into one of the most beautiful, peaceful places you could ever imagine. A place that is peaceful and where you feel secure. All right, now. One, take the first step. Two, take the second. Three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, 10. The doors open. The doors open now, and you cross over the threshold now. Cross over. Cross over the threshold and enter into one of the most pleasant, most beautiful places in the universe that is peaceful, where you feel secure. This is your place. Imagine yourself there now. You can imagine this very special place. And perhaps you can even feel it. You are in a very special place now. It's the most pleasant, most peaceful place in the universe for you. Imagine yourself there and feel that sense of peace flow through you and a sense of well-being, and enjoy those positive feelings now. Enjoy those positive feelings. And as you mentally walk to this most beautiful, peaceful place, reach down and touch the surface just beneath your feet. And what does it feel like? Smell the air. What fragrances do you perceive? What do you smell? Is the sky cloudy? Or clear? What kind of a day is it? What do you see? Is there anyone else there with you or nearby? What do you hear? What do you hear? Imagine some of your favorite things all around you now. Imagine some of your favorite things around you. You are in a very peaceful and secure place. Imagine yourself there and feel that sense of peace flow through you now. And enjoy those positive feelings. Enjoy your place. See it. Smell it. Touch it. Feel it. Use all your senses now. Excellent. You're learning to use a highly specialized part of your brain, and through guided imagery, you interact directly with your body. You can open lines of communication between your body and mind. Relax your body. Relax your mind. Relax. 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 Good. Now breathe deeply and relax completely. Set aside all your cares. Set aside all your cares now and think only of total relaxation, completely relaxed, completely relaxed. Now I'd like for you to imagine a bright white iridescent beam of light again, a bright white light with your eyes closed. Look up and out into the universe and imagine or sense or see this bright white iridescent light coming down from above, a beam of light. Imagine what this beam of light would look like, a beam of bright white iridescent light coming down from above, from the infinite sky above, coming through the universe towards you, to you, and entering your head, entering the top of your head. This is a universal light of life's energy, and it is now the healing light. Imagine this healing white light coming down from above, from the infinite sky above, coming down from above towards you and entering the top of your head. And now this bright white iridescent light entering your head spreads out through you, through your body, and surrounds your entire body. This bright white healing light spreads out and spreads out through your entire body. And now see it or feel it on the surface of your skin like a warm sensation. Feel it on the surface of your skin. And now feel the warmth of this bright white healing light on the surface of your skin, and now feel it circulate throughout your entire body. this bright, white, healing light. Feel its warm feeling. Feel its warmth. Feel it circulate throughout your body. Throughout your body, out your entire body, healing and cleansing every inch, every cell, penetrating every cell, every muscle, every organ, every nerve of your body. Feel its warmth. Feel the healing light. Healing and cleansing. Every inch, every cell of your entire body. Feel it heal. Healing and cleansing, circulating throughout your body, circulating throughout your entire body. Feel it in your entire body now. Feel its warmth, this bright, white, healing light coming down from above, coming down from above, from the infinite sky above. Imagine this bright, white, iridescent light coming down from above and entering your head again. And it fills your body until it is overflowing. Healing and cleansing every inch, every cell of your entire body. Every organ, every nerve, every cell of your body, every muscle. This healing light spreads out and spreads throughout your body, flowing into and through every cell of your body, healing and cleansing every organ, every nerve, every cell of your entire body, every muscle in your body. Feel it circulating throughout your body. And now feel its gentle warmth flowing into and through every cell of your body, flowing through your entire body. Feel this white light. Feel its gentle warmth as it heals and cleanses, flowing into and through every cell of your being. healing and cleansing, balancing every nerve, every cell of your body, every organ, every muscle. Feel it penetrate into your body. This is the healing light as it heals and cleanses every cell in your body. Feel it flow through your body as it fills your body, filling you up. Feel it fill your body, filling it up. Filling it up until it is overflowing, and this healing light is now concentrating around your heart area. It emerges from your heart area and totally surrounds your entire body. And now imagine this bright, white, iridescent light concentrating around your heart area, surrounding your heart, and it emerges from your heart area and totally surrounds your entire body. Imagine it concentrating around your heart area. It emerges from your heart area now and totally surrounds your entire body. Feel it flow. Feel it flow through your head. Feel the healing light flowing through your head, flow through your head and across your eyes. Feel it melt down to your shoulders, penetrating every cell in your body, circulating around your neck and down your neck. Feel the healing light as it heals and cleanses every cell, every muscle, every nerve, every organ in your body now. Feel the warmth as it heals and penetrates every organ, every cell. Every muscle in your body, healing and cleansing. Feel it circulating around your neck and down your back, and now up your back again and into your shoulders, and down into your chest. Feel it circulate around your heart and through your lungs and into your stomach now. Feel the healing light. Feel its warmth as it penetrates every cell, healing and cleansing every cell in your body. Feel this healing light as it moves around your heart and through your lungs and into your stomach, healing and cleansing every single cell in your body, in every muscle, every nerve, every organ, and into every inch of your body. Feel the healing light, healing and cleansing, healing and cleansing, balancing as it moves through your intestines, now, cleansing and healing, healing and cleansing, over and over and over again. It is cleansing and healing your whole entire body, your whole body now. And now, imagine yourself healthy and strong. Healthy and strong. You're getting better and better every day. In every way, imagine yourself healthy and strong. Healthy and strong and vibrant. There is a smile on your face and you feel wonderful. Healthy and strong. Healthy and strong. And this positive image will grow stronger and stronger for you every day in every way. You're getting better and better, better and better. Every day, in every way, there is a smile on your face, and you feel wonderful. You feel healthy, and you feel strong. You feel healthy and strong, and this positive image will grow stronger and stronger for you every day in every way. Imagine yourself healthy and strong. Imagine yourself healthy and strong. Healthy and strong and vibrant. Say to yourself every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Say these words over and over in your mind to replace negative thinking. Say, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. There is a smile on your face. and you feel wonderful. You feel healthy and strong. You feel healthy and strong. And this positive image will grow stronger for you every day in every way. Keep repeating over and over. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply relaxed, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into your superconscious mind, into your subconsciousness, into your higher self, and will make so deep and lasting an impression there that nothing will erase it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now I'm going to count from 1 up to 10, and with each number that I count, you will slowly awaken. And by the time I've reached the number 10, you will be wide awake, feeling totally refreshed and relaxed, and feeling stronger and healthier, stronger and healthier. And you're getting better and better every day in every way. Excellent. All right, now, 1 coming up, 2 slowly awakening, 3 feeling better and better, 4 your thoughts are positive, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, awake, feeling relaxed and refreshed, feeling healthy and strong, and you're getting better and better every day in every way. Wide awake, open your eyes. Wide awake, open your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed, feeling better and better. All right. Now, how did you like that? Enjoy it. Now, grant you, doing this on the phone, on live internet radio, the quality is not as good, and it may be difficult for you to concentrate, relax as easily than if you had it on a CD or an iPod or iPhone. When you have the ear jacks or headphones directly to your ears, it enhances your relaxation and you enjoy it even more. If you would like to have a better quality without all the extra sounds and better quality sound to listen to, then you can go to cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. That's CherylJSavage. And there you can get general healing of health problems. If you have serious health problems, I would highly recommend that you listen to it 3 times in a row, back to back, minimum 3 times a row, back to back, daily, and just keep doing that until you know that you've made your progress, and then keep listening to it until you're completely well. It works. There's all kinds of proof and documented proof. It does work. If you want it to work and you simply try, it works. Some of you are familiar when I shattered my arm, my right arm, a couple years ago when I fell off a tree head first. Shattered my arm with hundreds of breaks. Went to the ER. I have the x-rays on a CD. The hospital gave me copies of all my x-rays. They're on YouTube. I put them on there, and you'll see where I just simply use that. I just gave you that audio that I just did. I did that and achieved perfect and radiant health. I used two CDs, General Healing of Health Problems, and the other one was Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. I alternated back and forth. Mostly the General Healing of Health Problems is what I used to heal my shattered bones in my arm. That was it. That's all I did. 12 days later, I was completely healed. I had no cast on, and I had the strength and everything back in my arm. The bones were completely aligned and healed, and I had recovered completely. No surgery, no metal pins, no metal screws, no rods, nothing. It was what the doctor wanted to do. You can go to YouTube.com. I put those x-rays on there. That's verified proof. Go to YouTube.com, that's YouTube.com/TheHypnosisQueen, that's TheHypnosisQueen. Go there on my channel. I have a YouTube channel, The Hypnosis Queen channel, and you'll find my x-rays on there. I have some other CDs, and I have to admit, I'll be the first to admit, those videos on YouTube are very poor quality and very amateurish, and I started putting those on a long time ago, and I know that they're pretty fruity and squirrely, but basically it was just to get the message out of there. I plan to get some more videos on there right away and get those old ones off because they're comical as they can be, the way I look. But anyway, go to YouTube and you'll find more there. If you want to email me, if you have questions, concerns, comments, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. I love to get your feedback. I've gotten all this really truly wonderful feedback, and I appreciate it. So you can email me if you want to at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. You can check out YouTube channel that I have, The Hypnosis Queen, or you can even go to the Blog Talk Radio, which you're on right now, and if you like it, subscribe to it, follow me, and then you'll get notifications when my new talk shows are coming up. So I thank you all for coming and joining me today for this live hypnosis session. It will be on available for listening. It's recorded. It's on Blog Talk Radio. It will be on there for a limited time. I will not leave it on there indefinitely. So if you know someone who wants to listen to it, if you think it can help them, then have them listen to it 3 times in a row, back to back, until they see. I've never had anyone over 20 years take the worst case scenario ever, has never taken more than 4 months to heal. I've even had cancer clients who had less than 2 months to live, and they recovered completely in 2 months. So it's basically, it's all up to you. I do not have control of your mind. If you want it to work, you're the only person. You're the only one that can keep it from working. You are complete control. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Just simply try, and you will find that you will be amazed, totally amazed at your own self, how easy and simple this really is. It is so simple and so easy that some people think that there cannot be that much power behind it, but there is. It is your God-given right to be able to heal yourself. As the Bible says, if you believe the things that's written in the King James Version of the Bible, Jesus said, what I can do, you can do too, and even more. And everything there, the Bible is full of parables, but if you understand the mind, you understand hypnosis, you understand the Bible is full of hypnosis. It does not use that word hypnosis because the word hypnosis was not coined until 1847. But the Bible is all about the mind, and when you understand the mind, the Bible will make perfect sense to you. In the very first chapter, in the beginning of the Old Testament, God put Adam into a deep sleep and removed his rib. Conservative ministers have a very difficult time trying to explain that. They think God just has some kind of huge power, but that spirit that I work with, that superconscious mind, is the spiritual part of you, which is a part of God. God is a part of you. The spiritual part of you is in every single cell of your body. That is your superconscious mind. Your mind is the spiritual part of you, which is in every single cell of your entire body. And in every single cell of your entire body has its own intelligence. So your body, your physical body, the physical cells will and does respond to the thoughts that you think and the words that you say. It is really that simple. Anytime that you have anything in your body that does not belong there, or an injury, illness, or disease, then you're going to have a very dark black energy in that physical body. By simply thinking the thoughts and bringing in the white light overpowers darkness. It dissipates all darkness. White light dissipates darkness. So when you bring the white light in, which you're concentrating and pulling that higher power within you, and you overpower that darkness in you, you get nothing less than a perfect healing every time. It's just the simple thought of bringing in the white light. Can it really work that easily? Yes. And it does. And my clients have taught me that over the last 20-some years. So if you have questions, send me your questions, your comments, whatever you want to. But I really appreciate you joining me. And thank you. And I will see you, talk to you next week if you choose to join me back. Bye-bye. Okay, now I'm on here for a chat, and if you choose to, you can go on Blog Talk Radio, go into the chat room, go to blogtalkradio.com, I'm sorry, blogtalkradio.com/the power of the superconscious mind, then click on chat, and you can actually chat with me. Okay, you're on there.